The cast of neurohormone characters. How hormones affect a man's brain. Testosterone. Zeus, king of the male hormones, he is dominant, aggressive, and all-powerful. Focused and goal-oriented, he feverishly builds all that is male, including the compulsion to outrank other males in the pecking order. He drives the masculine sweat glands to produce the come-hither smell of manhood, androstenedione. He activates the sex and aggression circuits, and he's single-minded in his dogged pursuit of his desired mate. Prized for his confidence and bravery, he can be a convincing seducer, but when he's irritable, he can be the grouchiest of bears. Vasopressin, the white knight. Vasopressin is the hormone of gallantry and monogamy, aggressively protecting and defending turf, mate, and children. Along with testosterone, he runs the male brain circuits and enhances masculinity. Mullerian inhibiting substance, MIS. Hercules. He's strong, tough, and fearless. Also known as the defeminizer, he ruthlessly strips away all that is feminine from the male. MIS builds brain circuits for exploratory behavior, suppresses brain circuits for female-type behaviors, destroys the female reproductive organs, and helps build the male reproductive organs and brain circuits. Oxytocin, the lion tamer. With just a few cuddles and strokes, this down boy hormone settles and calms even the fiercest of beasts. He increases empathic ability and builds trust circuits, romantic love circuits, and attachment circuits in the brain. He reduces stress hormones, lowers men's blood pressure, and plays a major role in fathers bonding with their infants. He promotes feelings of safety and security and is to blame for a man's post-coital narcolepsy. Prolactin, Mr. Mom. He causes sympathetic pregnancy, Couvade syndrome, in fathers-to-be, and increases dad's ability to hear their babies cry. He stimulates connections in the male brain for paternal behavior and decreases sex drive. Cortisol, the gladiator. When threatened, he is angry, fired up, and willing to fight for life and limb. Androstenedione, Romeo, the charming seducer of women. When released by the skin as a pheromone, he does more for a man's sex appeal than any aftershave or cologne. Dopamine, the energizer. The intoxicating life of the party, he's all about feeling good, having fun, and going for the gusto. Excited and highly motivated, he's pumped up to win and driven to hit the jackpot again and again. But watch out. He is addictively rewarding, particularly in the rough-and-tumble play of boyhood and the sexual play of manhood, where dopamine increases ecstasy during orgasm. Estrogen, the queen. Although she doesn't have the same power over a man as Zeus, she may be the true force behind the throne, running most of the male brain circuits. She has the ability to increase his desire to cuddle and relate by stimulating his oxytocin. Phases of a male's life. Hormones can determine what the brain is interested in doing. Their purpose is to help guide social, sexual, mating, parenting, protective, and aggressive behaviors. They can affect being rough and tumble, competing in sports or attending sporting events, solving problems, interpreting facial expressions and others' emotions, male-male bonding, dating and mating, ogling attractive females, forming sexual and pair-bond relationships, protecting family and turf, fantasizing, masturbating, and pursuing sex. Fetal growth, major hormone changes, brain development. Starting 8 weeks after conception, testosterone masculinizes